sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Many of you are going to see wintry weather and lots of rain over the next few days. Then the warm-up. Freezing rain and some snow in the forecast, though, for parts of the Midwest and the Northeast. The South is going to see heavy rain and thunderstorms. Flash floods flipped over cars and damaged homes in San Diego yesterday. The AP's Julie Walker.
The San Diego County Sheriff says deputies pulled people to safety after water rushed into homes. Other residents escaped by wading through waist-high water, carrying their cats and dogs. And there are mud and debris flow warnings around L.A. County. Topanga Canyon.
Will Donald Trump win New Hampshire's GOP presidential primary? Voters are voting now.
A victory in the Granite State for the former president would secure a sweep of the first two Republican primary races and would make a November rematch with President Joe Biden look more likely than ever. At a rally Monday in Laconia, New Hampshire, Trump urged everyone to get out of bed and vote.
We have to win by big margins, and the reason we have to do that, Al, very simple. You know what the reason is? In November, we have to send the signal that we're not playing games.
His Republican opponent, Nikki Haley, says,
at the end of the day, this is about what do people want. We know 70% of Americans don't want a Trump-Biden rematch.
And Haley was off to a positive start in New Hampshire with the first in the nation midnight vote in the tiny town of Dixville Notch, a clean sweep of 6 votes for Haley. I'm Donna Warder.
Should felons be allowed to vote? Judges are hearing arguments today on whether Mississippi can continue to forbid those convicted of some felonies from voting. A Vatican-affiliated Catholic charity is making a last-minute appeal to Alabama to stop a planned execution using nitrogen gas. This is AP News. Russia's been targeting cities in Ukraine this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian missile attack has targeted the Ukrainian cities of Kyiv and Kharkiv, killing at least 6 people, wounding dozens, and damaging residential buildings. Officials say the Russian barrage included more than 40 ballistic cruise anti-aircraft and guided missiles. At a scene of destruction in Kharkiv, rescue workers cleared debris. Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov says an entire section of a multi-story residential building has been destroyed, trapping an unknown number of people. Ukraine's national police have shared video showing the aftermath of the strike, with injured people being given medical assistance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 138 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Feral Gas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement, adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available from members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page, Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, be prepared for some slippery and slushy travel today as a batch of moisture working up from the south moves across our area this morning into the early afternoon. Looks like it'll bring some freezing rain mixed with a little sleet and wet snow, turning to mostly snow late this morning to the early afternoon. Snow amounts will be relatively small, but enough to make those roads again kind of dicey out there for a couple hours at least. There is a winter weather advisory in place until noon for Grant County and until 2 p.m. for Iowa County. Otherwise, a mild and cloudy stretch of weather will stick with us for the rest of the week. Temperatures will be likely running a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and there'll be more precipitation coming in as well tomorrow with another system from the south. Could bring us a good 10th inch of rain or so, trending heavier southeast of our region. Behind that, the weather does look fairly quiet as we go toward the weekend and even into early next week. So today, look for some fog, also light freezing rain and snow developing in the morning, first in the south, then pushing off, and then should be ending mostly by early afternoon. Snow amounts could reach a dusting in the northwest part of the listening area to 1 or 2 inches off to the southeast of Richland County. High temperature 34 degrees with an east wind of 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, fog possible, low at 30. Tomorrow, cloudy and foggy with light rain likely by late morning. High near 37 degrees, east wind at 4 to 8. Some fog and drizzle tomorrow night, down to 32. Thursday, cloudy with fog possible. Scattered light showers and drizzle with a high of 37. Friday, still mainly cloudy with some patchy drizzle, high 37. The weekend looks dry and mostly cloudy. Maybe we'll get lucky and get a few peaks of sun, highs in the upper 30s. And next Monday, little change, mostly cloudy, high of 36. Please travel carefully today and listen in for updates. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you.
Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees, cloudy skies, and occasional precipitation. Today, a trace of precip. 34 was yesterday's high, 31 the morning low. The record high for January 23rd, 59 in 1981. The record low, 24 below zero in 1936. Last year's high was 30 and the low 18. Sunset time, a minute after 5 tonight. Sunrise time, 7:25, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer is steady at 3019, and a trace of precipitation today. These area school districts with a two-hour delay. River Valley, that includes St. John's and St. Luke's, Fenimore, and Highland Schools, all 2 hours behind schedule. That's the extent of what we have as far as schools are concerned. We can tell you the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance closed Richland County Snowmobile Trails as of early this morning. It's 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night's events, a preview of an event going on tonight that will be broadcast on WRCO, and a win for the Bucks last night against Detroit.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school boys basketball last night. Mauston led 37-20 at halftime on the way to a victory over Richland Center, 69-42. Mauston's all-time scoring leader in school history, Brock Massey, added 23 more to his total as he nears 2,000 career scoring points in his Mauston basketball career. 13 for Cody Comiskey last night as Mauston rolled to the victory and improved to 7-7. The Hornets fell to 2-15. Richland Center was led by Wes Bosworth with 11, 10 points for Liam Fingerson, 7 by Jaden Shep, 4 each for Garrison Weiss and Brady Dosh, 3 for Tyler Woodman, and 2 by Hayden Bindle. The Hornets were 9 of 16 shooting from the free throw line. They made 2 three-pointers. Mauston was 6 of 9 free throw shooting, and they made a total of 9 three-point shots. Mauston won the JV game 45-36. The Hornets return to action on Thursday night when they will be taking on Dodgeville, while Mauston returns to action tonight against Baraboo. In boys basketball elsewhere, Weston was a winner over Oneewoc Center, 41-27. Garrett Jennings and Isaac Jennings each scored 10 points. Trevor Westfall and Garrett Granger each had 8 for Weston as they claim victory over Oneewoc. Lancaster 74-37 against Fenimore. It was Sauk Prairie 69, River Valley 52. Wisconsin Dells 81, Westby 55. DeSoto over Brookwood 86-25. And Argyle beat Abundant Life 65-63.
In girls basketball, Platteville 75, Richland Center 22. Brookwood over Ithaca 74-66. Dodgeville 71, Schulzburg 35. Cashton beat Westby 51-16. Wisconsin Heights 43-41 over Marshall. And Blair Taylor a win against New Lisbon. Final score of 58-53. On tonight's schedule in girls basketball, Highland plays at Hillsboro, Adams Friendship at Nakusa. Mauston goes to Wisconsin Dells, Wazika Steuben at DeSoto, Belleville at Lancaster, Viroqua at Melrose-Mindoro, Kickapoo travels to Seneca, Reedsburg at Stoughton, Riverdale at Fenimore, Boscobel visits Darlington, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, and Cuba City at Mineral Point. In boys basketball, Riverdale is at Highland, River Ridge at Boscobel. Also, Belleville is taking on Southwestern. It will be West Salem at Viroqua and Westby at Luther. Royal at Cashton, Nisida at Bangor, Hillsboro at New Lisbon. Dodgeville travels to Barneveld in boys basketball, Kickapoo at North Crawford, and Lafarge at DeSoto. There's wrestling action tonight. The Cooley Duels at Westby, featuring Black River Falls, West Salem Bangor, and the host Norseman. Lodi, Mineral Point, and Belleville, Monticello New Glarus are meeting at Mineral Point. And Richland Center, home to a quad this evening. Action will begin at 6 o'clock when Richland Center wrestles Hillsboro, and Ithaca Weston will take on Riverdale. In the second match, Richland Center wrestles Ithaca Weston and Riverdale against Hillsboro. And in the third duel, Richland Center wrestles Riverdale and Ithaca Weston will take on Hillsboro. We'll have coverage tonight on WRCO Radio. The Riverdale Chieftains come in with a strong club, and here is Coach Jeff Campbell, their coach.
Since the rule got put in place a couple years ago here of being able to do this, of keeping a local, you know, quad together like that, and we always wanted to keep the traditional dual meet with Richland Center, and then the ability now, the last few years, we've been able to wrestle Ithaca Weston's been great, and then bring Hillsboro in, and which is, it's a nice central spot. Nobody has to travel real far. We'll rotate it from place to place every year, and hopefully something we can kind of continue to keep going year after year, and we'll all see each other, you know, it bits and pieces throughout the tournament series, so it's kind of nice to get that here towards the end of the year.
Jeff Campbell expects some good matches.
Yeah, there should be. We've hit head-to-head with Ithaca and Richland Center and Hillsboro a number of times here earlier in the season at the center invite with Hillsboro and those other two schools, and then at Bi-State with Richland Center and Ithaca Weston. So that we had a number of great matches individual-wise that went down to the wire, and we look forward to having those again come Tuesday night.
With some cancellations along the way, Richland Center's team has been sidelined for a while, especially the Hornet boys. IS head coach Silas Coleman, if that concerns him.
It does a little bit, just because they can get a little bit rusty, even though we've been having practice all that time. It's a little bit different than when we get into competition. But I'm hoping that they can shake that off pretty quickly.
As you look at the teams coming in here, this is just a really good representation of the area wrestling teams, isn't it?
Yeah, with having two teams with pretty full rosters and another team with 8 or 9 guys on it that produce some pretty good wrestlers in there, I think it's going to be good competition, and kind of shows us where we stack up with that area competition as well. So I'm excited to have everyone here.
This Riverdale team is having a nice season, aren't they?
Yeah, it seems like every tournament that we go to or they're at, they always seem to have quite a few guys wrestling those later rounds. And, you know, when you're going to wrestle one of them, they're going to be pretty tough.
Hornet wrestling coach Silas Coleman, whose team hosts the quad tonight. Ithaca Weston will be there, as mentioned. Should be a good meeting for all the teams involved. The Hornet girls wrestled well over the weekend, says Coach Coleman.
Yeah, so Emma Haiti wrestled really well and came out in first place for us. And then Maddie Muller also wrestled really well, came out in the second place.
For Ithaca Weston, they're coming off a good outing last week in a triangular hosted by River Valley. Here's co-head coach Troy Clary.
Avoided pins when we needed to. We had some really tight matches. Never had so many tight matches in one duel before, and we ended up coming out on top of all of them, so that was really beneficial to the team score. And we, in each duel, we had one kid step up that, you know, thought we were going to lose or, gain more team points, and you know, they, Ashton Bennett did a good job with Mason Schulte at against River Valley. That was a really a close match. And Derek Franzen also had a tough kid from Middleton. He ended up losing, but, you know, it saved team points, so that's all important in a dual meet.
The meet's coming up here on Tuesday night. Pretty important you get this in. These would be some good tune-ups for the upcoming postseason, wouldn't they?
It will be, especially with a cancellation that we've had. The kids are lacking some competition, some matches that they would have had. And so it's, you know, very important we get this match in because the window for remakes is getting pretty tight.
Riverdale's having a good year, aren't they?
They are. Their numbers are up there, and that always helps, but their quality is also there. They've got a program that has really been rebuilding in the last couple of years, and I could tell with their middle school program and their youth program that they're doing all the right things to make a successful high school team.
And Richland Center, I know you see them from time to time through the year, but they've got better numbers too, don't they?
Yeah, their numbers, they have a good number. I think I heard they were over 20. You know, you can always work with numbers. They're also rebuilding as well.
Join WRCO for coverage tonight of the Richland Center Wrestling Quad. And again, the first match beginning around 6 o'clock. Major Bowling League action. Last night, Meister Cheese had the top series, 34-53. Frazier Home Improvement, 34-19. Quail Run Golf Links, 3,405. Frazier Home Improvement had a 12-32 game. Meister Cheese, 11-91. New York Life, 11-84. Ken Nix Jr. with a 702 series. Jeff Seckman and Chris Hubbard each rolled 672s. Travis Bushley with a 650. High game honors, Ken Nix Jr. with a 256. Jeff Seckman at a 251. Terry Wheaton at 248. Third best in the Major Bowling League. City tournament standings, Meister Cheese in the open division leads the handicap division with a 27-25. Quail Run Golf Links at 2,704. Cardinal IG at 2,646. In the women's division in the handicap team event, Right Way Shell, 2,405. Ramada, 21-23. Philback Ford, a 20-95. In the handicap doubles event, Tony Doherty and J.J. Klatt, each with 14-71s. Steve Hodge and Nick Hodge, each with a 14-51 there in the handicap doubles event. And Kevin Genthy and Warwick Wolf combining for a 14-10. In the singles event, Taylor Kanothi, 7-42. Jason Gerner, 7-32. Andy Keller, a 7-23. In all events, the top score, Ethan DeBurr with a 21-25, Monica Wheaton a 20-55, Steve Gary a 20-38. In the scratch singles event, Jason Gerner leads with a 7-02, J.J. Klatt 6-35, Lucas Lindvig a 6-33, and the scratch all events, it's a tie for Terry Wheaton and Ken Nix Jr. at 18-20. A triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo powered the Bucks to a second win over the Pistons in the last 3 days. The Pistons had a brief lead in the fourth period before losing 122-113. Giannis produced 31 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists. Chris Middleton contributed another 26 points as Milwaukee claimed a win for the fifth time in the last 6 games. Detroit was on top, 96-95 with 9:24 to go. The Bucks are back in action Wednesday when they host Cleveland. Men's basketball teams from Wisconsin and Minnesota meet for the 212th time tonight in a border battle and a Big Ten Conference showdown. The Badgers have taken the last 6 meetings and 15 of the last 17. One of the driving forces behind his squad's strong start is UW freshman John Blackwell. He was named Big Ten Freshman of the Week for the third time Monday. Junior Max Klesmit had the hot shooting hand in the last few games, averaging 19.5 points a game recently, hitting 70% of his three-pointers. The Gophers enter the game with a 12-6 record, but they have lost 3 in a row. Last night in the NBA, Cleveland was a winner over Orlando, 126-99. Philadelphia, 133. San Antonio, 123. Memphis over Toronto, 108-100. Charlotte beat Minnesota, 128-125. Boston over Dallas, 119-110. Phoenix, 115. Chicago, 113. Sacramento over Atlanta, 122-107.
Marquette's slide in the national college polls has been reversed after it picked up a pair of wins last week. The Golden Eagles are rated 14th in the AP poll released, up from 17th. Wisconsin is down two spots to 13th this time. The Badgers getting ready for their next action tonight. Marquette travels to Chicago for a Big East Conference game against DePaul on Wednesday night. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
Meister Log and Lumber Company buys logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin and has since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center. Richland Hospital is first for you. Richland Hospital is your first choice for better health from birth through every step of life.
Wisconsin struggles at the border battle while other Hoopers stand out on the hardwood. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The 17th annual Wisconsin versus Minnesota Border Battle was held in St. Louis Park, Minnesota on Saturday, but this edition of the event was one to forget for the Badger State. Teams from Minnesota won the first seven games of the day, most in blowout fashion, with Homestead getting a victory for the good guys in the final game of the event, taking down host Benilde St. Margaret's 80-64 behind 39 points from senior Tim Franks. There were other players who put up impressive performances last week. Wauwatosa West junior Kai Rogers had 13 points, 14 rebounds and 10 blocks in a 71-63 win over Sussex Hamilton on Wednesday. He followed it up with 25 points, 17 rebounds and 6 assists as the Trojans downed Brookfield East on Friday. Thursday, it was another Greater Metro Conference Hooper that made headlines as Brookfield Central senior Jack Doherty connected on 11 of 13 three-point attempts and finished with 44 points overall. In girls basketball, Nuglera senior Lindsay Shadowalt joined an exclusive club by securing her 2,000th career points last week, scoring 33 in a win over Cambridge. She celebrated with a career-high 43 points as the Glarner Knights beat Waterloo 82-31 on Saturday. Madison La Follette senior Elena West became the program's all-time leading scorer last week, passing the previous mark of 1,118 career points. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-85, visit in person, or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build success. Enter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
American.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
We have a change to the schedule. Highland schools will now be closed for today. Conditions have not improved in that district. In fact, just talking to Highland District officials, and they said the fog has really settled in. So that's the biggest concern there in that district, but still some icy hills as well. So Highland will not be open today. Remaining under a two-hour delay, Fenimore schools and River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's. Those districts kind of in that fringe where we were talking about where the winter weather advisory remains in effect for Grant County until noon and for Iowa County until 2 o'clock today.
100.9 WRCO. All I saw was smoke and fire. I didn't feel a thing. But suddenly I was rising higher, and I felt like I just made the biggest mistake. When I thought about my unborn child, when I thought about my wife, and the answer rang out clear from somewhere up above. Greater gift is man than to lay down his life for love. Understand it all myself. There's a brother on my left and another on my right, and in his pocket just like mine, he's got a photograph, and they're waiting for him back home, and it's weighing on my mind. I'm not trying to be a hero, I don't wanna die, but right now in this moment, you don't think.
And there's no one there to notice if I've got twice the closet space that I can fill up with new shoes. And I can paint the bedroom pretty pink with lacy curtains if I choose. And I won't have to deal with fishing gear and muddy boots laying around. And that's the upside.
Catherine Britt on WRCO, The Upside of Being Down. Our trivia question of the day is coming up. Happy birthday to grandson Michael Hernan today. Hope he has an amazing 18th birthday from Grandma Donna and Grandpa Joe as well. Have an awesome day, Michael. The big old 18 today. I remember my 18th birthday. It seems like only yesterday, right? I look in the mirror, I realize it wasn't. But I remember one of my presents was one of those really cool, at the time, newfangled Casio watches, and it was a musical watch, so it would play like different things. So, you know, on your birthday, it would play happy birthday every hour. On your anniversary, it would play happy anniversary every hour. And Christmas, it would play jingle bells or whatever. 4th of July, it would play Stars and Stripes. It had all these songs in it. I don't think it kept very good time, though.
Ain't no crying in your beer. Ain't no she walked out the door. Ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore. Everybody's hooking up, getting down, tearing up their little town, loading up the cooler and heading south beachbound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your beer. Country music anymore.
up their little town, loading up their cooler, and heading south beachbound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your beer, ain't no she walked out the door, ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore. Ain't somebody broken hearted in country music anymore.
Joe Nichols, WRCO. Highland schools closed today. Conditions did not improve in that district. It's a little foggy on the ridges today. School delays of 2 hours in the River Valley District, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and Fenimore also 2 hours late today. From the lost and found, lost in the parking lot of Honkers, a multicolored wallet and a pair of gray gloves. If found, please call 608-647-8720. That's 647-8720. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Trivia today. The winning answer wins. Great prize from ET Foods, if you know the answer. What was the song that Dolly Parton refused to share publishing rights with Elvis Presley in 1974? The song that Dolly Parton refused to share the publishing rights with Elvis Presley in 1974. 608-647-4155. Dolly trivia as we continue a celebration of her recent birthday.
Long before the stars lined up, before your smile had me falling in love, when I didn't know where or what this road would lead me to, it was always you. All the bends and all the breaks, all those live and you learn mistakes. When I was looking for saving grace, girl, I guess God knew it was always you. It was always you. It was always. Always you.
night and day as it gets. Like a missing piece, we just fit like your hand and mine does too. It was always you I was looking for, baby. Even though I didn't know it at the time, kinda wish you wouldn't have kept me waiting. Now I got you for the rest of my life. Worth the waiting, all the heartache. Girl, your love ain't a minute too soon. The answer to the prayers that I pray. It was always, it was always.
We have found our winner. In fact, we say congrats to Donnie Collins in Boscobel, who knew the right answer. The song that Dolly Parton refused to share publishing rights with Elvis? The answer, I Will Always Love You. Yeah, according to Dolly Parton, she got a call from Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, the morning Elvis was going to record it. Parker told her that Elvis didn't record anything he didn't have a copyright to. Dolly Parton reportedly said she had to turn it down. It broke her heart. She refused to let Elvis have the copyright. Well, I can only imagine Elvis's version would have been pretty dynamic because he covered a lot of songs where, in fact, I think his was better than the original. I'm not sure if you can top the original, though. Even Whitney's version was pretty good, too. But we go back to the original and the right answer to trivia. Congrats to Donnie from E.T. Foods, our Tuesday trivia sponsor.
Should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way.
What a beautiful tune right there. WRCO Radio, and I Will Always Love You. Dolly Parton, that is the correct answer to trivia today, the one that Elvis wanted. And he said, I wanted to sing that song, Colonel. And Colonel couldn't get it, so that probably didn't go over real well. But anyway, that song recently used, too. They had a Dolly Parton movie marathon that continued over the weekend and showing 9 to 5 and the best little house in Texas and the little, Steel Magnolias, three of her famous movies, and I'd forgotten that she sang that in the show that she starred in with Burt Reynolds, The Best Little House in Texas, and that was in the very final scene, plus Hard Candy Christmas was in that soundtrack too, which became a pretty popular song. We have a something to pass along. Yeah, we have an update here.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Fenimore schools are now closed. We've heard from Fenimore officials. It's just not getting any better, and it's very icy, too, according to Fenimore district officials on the hill in Fenimore. I'm not surprised. So coupled with that, some fog and ice. Fenimore schools will not be open today. Highland schools will also be closed. Still a two-hour delay for all buses and classes in the River Valley district, including St. John's and St. Luke's.
Leaving me worried, you were born wrong. The thing about
Cody Jenks on WRCO Radio. Oscar nominations are being revealed this morning. Winners of the nominees include probably Oppenheimer, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Poor Things, expected to get Best Picture nominations and several others along the way as well. The Oscars will be handed out March 10th. I've actually seen a couple of the movies this year, which usually I've not seen. You know, because the movies that I go see, you know, like, Ernest Goes to Washington, Ma and Pa Kettle Go to High Hawaii, you know, those kind. They don't get the nominations, but this year I did see Oppenheimer, and I did see Barbie, too. So I've got a little experience watching those movies, and we'll see how they do as the Oscar nominations are announced today. Doesn't hurt to play a little John Denver once in a while on a gloomy day.
I caught a ride on the Dreamland Express last night. I was sailing on an ocean of blue. And right there by my side, much to my surprise, was you. I said, come over here, baby. Let me look in your eyes. Let me see the very heart of you. And I couldn't believe it, to conceive that my dream would come true. 'Cause you said, hey there, sweet daddy, everything is all right. For miles is not a telephone line. There's not a soul to disturb us. Don't be nervous, just come and be mine.
Just come and be mine and be mine.
You said, let me be the end of your rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. And now it's 4 in the morning, honey, I can't sleep. I can't seem to get you out of my mind. I keep tossing and turning, yearning for the sun to shine. I'd like to send you a ticket on the Dreamland Express and take you far away with me. I've got a vision of heaven and you're living there with me. Honey, let me be the end of your rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. Stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love.
Until we meet again.